Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Ah, the company Christmas party, a new look at an old tradition. For most of us, the next few days will involve one of the most socially awkward and potentially boring events of the year, the dreaded company Christmas party. Well, if you're fortunate, it might be an hour towards the end of today or next week with just the employees in attendance. However, it might be more involved and include spouses at a dinner or social event type of celebration. Don't get me wrong, I think they really are important to celebrate, and I truly enjoyed most of the ones I attended. However, there were a whole bunch of them that I dreaded and had a poor experience at. It also took me several years before I realized my role as a salesperson at these parties. As an ag salesperson, you might not even be in the same area code as the company office, so this would require you to get your kids a babysitter for a full day, drive several hours, and potentially involve an overnight stay, all just to sit with the same people you talk with every day. Well, my first suggestion is to not sit with the same people you talk with every day. As you enter the party at the mingling stage, meet those people you talk with every day, give them a hug, and introduce your spouse. That way your spouse can put a name with a face as you talk about these people all the time. Now find someone you don't talk with or work with every day. Sit at their table. Use this valuable time to connect with others in your company. This is a great chance to network internally. Who knows, sales, accounting, admin, and operations might actually get along and find more in common than you think. However, that's not going to happen if you covey up like quail with your fellow salespeople. I know it's comforting to sit with people you know at socially awkward events, but use this time to connect with others. This brings me to my second point for today. Your role as the salesperson at the party. Now, I realize you're not a manager and not responsible for making sure everyone is having a good time. However, your primary function in the business is the customer relationship, and everyone has a role in contributing to that relationship. This means everyone at the party is responsible for your success or failure. Call them sales enablers if you like. They make or break your success. Don't waste the opportunity to get to know them better. Realize that they may not be a social butterfly like the outgoing salesperson that you are. They don't make a living by driving down farmers' driveways and cold calling on grumpy prospects every day. So even a small social event like a company party can be a nightmare for them or their spouse. Typically, they will covey up with their direct coworkers more than you do. So go introduce yourself. Take the first step. Bust up their covey and carry the conversation if you have to. If they are obviously shy about talking, then bring up their favorite subjects, themselves, their kids, or their pets. Everyone is passionate about and can discuss one of those three. And don't bring up shop talk, especially if spouses are there. This is not the time to talk about work, which typically alienates half the table as spouses have no clue what you're talking about. Adjusting your view of the company Christmas party this year can relieve some of the stress you place on this event. Use it as a chance to deepen relationships and understanding at a place you spend the majority of your waking hours. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and cheers to you and your family.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.